living from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Heart and Soul Summit. I am Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I'm so grateful for you to be here to give yourself the time of this gift of these amazing women who are here to share themselves with you. They've got so much great information and so much high vibration energy to share with you for help on your own journey of living more from your heart and with that soul inspiration that is within you right now. These women that I'm going to be talking to, they're amazing. They are the co-authors of the soon-to-be-released book, Heart and Soul, and where they've shared their stories and their lessons of their own lives in this book. And now today, they're going to be sharing some of these lessons with you. And I'm really happy to talk today with Elaine Bell. She is one of our authors in this book, and her topic today is Your Posture, the Unconscious Messages Your Body Gives You and Others. I always am so excited when I get to talk about unconscious messages because to me it's stuff like that, you know, it's there and we don't know it's there or maybe we know it's there. So I love knowing what this is. So I'm excited to talk with her. But first, I'm going to read a brief introduction of Elaine and then we'll get started talking with her. For more than 30 years, Elaine has been helping people understand their bodies, get out of pain, and live authentic lives. After receiving her BA in education, Elaine taught school in Los Angeles before moving to San Francisco to study postural integration with Jack Painter. Elaine worked as a body therapist for 7 years before beginning her training in the Alexander Institute in San Francisco. In 1984, she completed the 3-year program and became a certified Alexander Technique instructor. Elaine also studied Reiki and therapy with Dr. Peter Levine, body-minded centering with Bonnie Bainbridge-Cohen, and transpersonal body therapy with the Hendricks. And I really am grateful today to present to you and talk with Elaine Bell. Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Sue. I'm doing good. Thank you. Happy to be here. So exciting to be able to share my knowledge.
Yes, it is. You know, I love that, too, because I think that we all have messages to share with each other because we can't all know everything. And I love that people study certain things. And they make it their, you know, it's their passion and they bring it to life for other people as well. So I'm excited about that. And it's funny because as I'm reading your topic, I find myself sitting up straighter because I think more about my posture when somebody brings that word to mind. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say about that. So to get started, Elaine, let's talk about when and how did you realize that understanding your body was an important part of your own path?
Well, in the early 70s, I was taking a workshop, a riding workshop, with Dr. Ira Proboff. I think it was probably a new popular thing during that time where you really do inner dialogue conversations with yourself. And it was really, I was doing really, felt really well doing it. And then he asked us to have a dialogue with our body. And this was very profound for me because I'd never thought about my body being able to give messages to me. And I went deeply into the questions and I found so much wisdom and so much things that were ready to be released and things I'd forgotten about. And it was just fascinating to me that my body held so much information and so much that I wasn't aware of. So it was a really great experience for me to connect with my body in that way. Unfortunately, at that workshop, I was there with a friend and someone who I respected really well. And I think when I shared my part of what I learned from that, it was too vulnerable or too exposing for him. And he had this really strong reaction of, oh, I think you might have misunderstood what you're supposed to do. So it seems silly now that I would let somebody else tell me about my own body. But, you know, at the time, I sort of shut that part down. I thought, okay, well, maybe I am doing something wrong. And then later, like mid-70s, I started studying with Peter Levine, and we were doing some Reikian therapy together with people. And I was so in awe of how much people, just by breathing, they could let so many memories come up and make such profound changes in their bodies. It was really, really kind of amazing to me. And that's, I think I started to then bring back in, oh yeah, there is that wisdom in the body. There is that ability to connect and dialogue with the body. That was a really good change for me to kind of come back around to, oh yeah, my own wisdom in my body, and that everybody has that. It's just a matter of finding ways to connect with it.
Yeah, it sounds so simple, right? And yet it is profound. I agree with you. I've done work similar to that myself, and it's very amazing when you start listening to the body, because of course I think the body is always talking. It's whether or not we're listening. So, you know,
yeah.
Elaine, I'm wondering what are some of the messages that your posture might be giving you or other people?
So you've probably noticed when you walk into a room, like if you're going to a social situation or even just meeting somebody for lunch, there is a sense, and they've done a lot of studies on this, the way the body communicates what's going on internally. I mean, if you think about when you are really, really sad, you know, there's more of a collapse, and that is impacted. And people can have a sense of what's going on, even on an unconscious level. I think we get trained out of being aware of that just because there's so much interaction with people. So your body can be giving you, the body would be giving others a message of really more of what's going on an emotional level. It could be really a nice, expanded, elated feeling, or it could be that sense of sadness or just kind of a suppression. The body doesn't lie. It really, you know, if you watch it, you can really pick up messages from people.
That's so true. You know, I have this vision in my head of a couple of my nieces and nephews who are teenagers, and they get to that 13, 14, and they walk around with those slumped shoulders like they're either bored with life or bored with you or bored with themselves or, you know, not very confident. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yes, and a lot of our habits, a lot of our postural habits are learned from our parents or our caretakers. And the interesting thing is that, I mean, we learn to do things like walking and talking by mimicking them. So often we take on patterns that might not even be helpful, you know, like a certain way of holding in at the hip or a way of rounding the shoulders. You know, it's just something we pick up unconsciously. It becomes sort of ingrained in us. And I mean, we want things to be automatic. We want sitting, walking, talking to be automatic. We don't want to have to figure it out each time. But what we've incorporated in learning those things is often habits that are really not helpful to the body. So it's really helpful to kind of understand your posture and what's really alignment, what's really giving you the sense of openness and ease and taking you out of pain.
That's great. Yeah, that's terrific. And you mentioned a word that I love, and I think about it more about it being aligned with my energy with things, but also our bodies obviously need to be aligned. So what simple ways can you tell us that will help us with the alignment of our bodies?
Well, there are a few. One is just being aware of your posture. On TED Talks, Amy Cuddy gives a really good short TED Talk about how the body is giving the mind messages and how the mind is giving the body messages. So, and you can find that on my website if you go there. But it's really important to, we could even try an experiment right now. Like just in sitting there, let yourself compress your chest and round your shoulders and kind of just let yourself drop into the weight of the body in that roundedness.
Mm.
And with that, you can probably feel that there's a way in which the body then will tell the mind something. So the two work together. So then in going to the opposite of letting yourself kind of take more of a confident stance, really let your head move up and your spine follow that and let your whole body widen, kind of feel the space around you, really sense your skin touching the air and the space around you, and really lets your body have more room inside. Feel your bones, let them take up more space, and let yourself really expand as much as you can. Feel your feet, the top of your head, and let as much length as you can be within there.
Feels good.
Doesn't that feel different? Yeah. So the difference is that when you're more in an expanded state, that's giving your body different messages. They've even done studies and show that the cortisol level actually changes when you're in different. So if you're in a stress state, like the compressed state, your cortisol will change more to the, you know, hyper alert. And when you expand and open up like that, it changes and for the good. I think it's really important right now, because we've become so accustomed to using all of our electronics, you know, like it's really hard to watch people check their messages on their phone, because what's happening is most people are kind of dropping, it's like their head drops into the device they're holding. So the whole posture, the head is forward. And with the head forward, that's going to give you more of a sense like your head is ahead of you. You don't have your whole being there with that. And it sounds a little esoteric, but it really does make a difference if you're including your whole body in your thought. It's like learning to think with your whole body, so that when you're looking, say, on your cell phone or even at your computer, if you can keep your head in line with your spine, so that there's a nice even flow there, keep present. It's better if you really have a sense of your feet. Keep present in your whole body when you're doing this. It'll save your posture. It'll make such a difference, because not only can having that kind of posture, you know, where you're falling forward and in, cause a lot of problems physically, it also just eventually gives you a different outlook on life.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because I also I think about the posture issue and rounding your, either putting the head forward, rounding the shoulders, all of that, and the breath, because I think, doesn't it affect the lungs and how we breathe?
Really good point. Yes, it really compresses the lungs, and then there's not a full breath. And again, there's been a lot of studies done that when you're depressed or you're not feeling well, if you can just move and get the body to breathe and open up. Not, I mean, we always obviously are breathing to some level or we wouldn't be alive, but to actually, not a forced expanded breath, but just slowly increasing that movement so that the whole body is breathing. You can even do an exercise of just imagining the whole body is breathing and moving, and that will give you a much different mental, emotional outlook.
Hmm.
It'll take you out of some of that depression.
Yeah, that sounds very important, I think, because I think that's true. The breath does that, but the body does that too. I'm wondering, I have this picture in my head of a soldier standing very straight, and sometimes soldiers seem to almost, they put their chest so far forward that they arch their back. Somebody told me that's not good, but to me, you know, is that correct posture or that's incorrect posture?
Oh, that's a really good example. That's so incorrect, because what they're doing there is they're stiffening in a way. They're lifting their chest, which is not meant to be lifted. They're usually lifting like from the sternum. They're lifting the whole rib cage up, and it does create a lot of lower back pain. That's why with the Alexander technique, learning, kind of understanding, like there's a direction in the body. If you think about it, we tend to think of the hips as part of the legs, and so often the hips are a little forward and pressed down into the legs, but really, the hips are part of the torso. So if you can let let the hips go back and up with the spine so they're part of the torso, that'll make a really big difference. And getting a sense that your head and your tail actually are moving in different directions. And by tail, I mean the very end of your sacrum. So that you really get a sense that there's the bones are the spaces in your body, and you can actually contact them and move from there. A lot of people move from, they do things in a real muscular way, and that tightens up everything. you want to have an interplay of the muscles and bones, and an understanding that starting to lead from the bones gives you a much deeper sense of lightness and openness in the body.
That sounds great. So, you know, Elaine, what you're talking about is bringing our conscious awareness to this, but what about the unconscious habits? How can we change these unconscious habits that we have developed over the years?
Well, that's a really good question, because the only way I know to do that is to really become conscious of them. And to do that, you just have to, in some sense, you need time just to kind of like observe your body. So say you have a tendency to collapse your round of the shoulders. If you don't know that, you can't change that. Or maybe you have that idea of the soldier and lifting your chest is like good posture. So it's taking time with yourself, lying down in a really rested position, or even observing yourself in the mirror and playing with different ways of moving. A lot of times we don't realize that if we just lie down with a supported little, like a book or something under the head, so that ears are in line with the shoulders, the hips, and then have the knees up, so the ankles are in line. So it gives you, it's like retraining your body so that it knows what good posture is. And just being in that position and starting to breathe, you can see where you're holding, and then you can let go of that holding. So it's a way, it takes time, and it takes a desire to change, because when you change your physical reality, you're going to change a lot of the emotional and mental things that are going on internally, too. So you have to be willing to make that kind of change, you have to have that desire to change. So it really, and then just becoming more aware of sensations in the body, so that, because a lot of times if something is upsetting, some of us have a pattern of just kind of holding it inside, and there's a certain sensation that goes in with that holding. I mean, sometimes, you know, people will hold things in until they explode. But if you start to notice, oh, I'm holding right there. Oh, I'm having an emotion. I'm angry about this. Rather than imploding it into your body, you can start to let it go.
I mean, so it's bringing that unconscious into the conscious.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, the body really is like an archaeological site. There's so much in there. That's why we get triggered by things that are not really present time. You know, like a lot of times we overreact to something that is really not a big deal. I mean, I've had that experience. And when I kind of examine it, I can feel and kind of connect it to what it's really related to in my past. And then by letting that go, it gives you a whole different way of being in the body.
Yes, it sure does. That's true. It's all connected. And we hold on to so many things physically that are emotional, and we do that. So, you know, it's so interesting, Elaine. I love this conversation that we've had, and, you know, talking about the conscious, the unconscious. And so we've talked about bringing things to our conscious. And maybe you can just tell us, how does brain training relate to changing your posture?
Well, the limbic system is really designed to get us out of danger, or to keep us safe. And a lot of us learn early on, it's like there's, we get stuck in, you know, there's sympathetic and parasympathetic in the body, and the sympathetic is the nervous system part that is ready for fight or flight. And when we have had a lot of incidences as children, or I mean, that's what post-traumatic stress syndrome is. It's like people are stuck in that fight or flight, and or freeze. So they can go to any one of those. And when that happens, you're really you're not in present time. So being able to kind of recognize this and learning to push the pause button, that will help bring you back to a different way of training your brain. So your brain is on automatic, and being able to make it more present and more conscious, that's going to give your body a different message. And then your body's going to give your brain a different message. So that's why working with the two, or working with Alexander technique, is really helpful, because it really gives you more awareness of your posture and how that's influencing your brain, and how your brain, how the brain training is important, because it really can change the way you are in lots of different situations. So really working with, it helps to have a teacher to help you learn to change these things in your brain, and also learn to change your posture. So like I said, you need to have a desire to change. But then when you have that, finding somebody who helps you understand what alignment really is in your body and how you can keep that, and keep that in a really, not in a held way, but in a really connected way, so that you have that sense of that you do connect beyond your skin. You know, energetically, there's the whole sense of openness, and we can see the interplay of everything around us. We just stay more within the present time in the body and the ease that can happen.
Yep, I love it. And that's, you know, ease is one of my favorite words. It was my word of the year last year was ease, and this year it's flow. So ease is great, and I love that. The ease, ease between our mind, our bodies, our brains, our consciousness, our unconscious, subconsciousness. It's great. Elaine, this has been wonderful. I appreciate this, you helping us to tap into those unconscious messages our posture is giving to us. And, you know, I really appreciate you being a part of this summit, also being a part of this book and sharing your story. I know that our listeners who will be the readers of this book will love reading your story, because you share so many things that you've been through in your life that are they're really great. You know, when you tell us how you've gotten through some tough things, and I think that they'll really enjoy your story so much. So thank you so much for being a part of this. I really do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. So it's really been a pleasure. It's just been, you know, it was intuitively, I just knew I wanted to be part of this when you asked, and it's really just, it's helped me so much, kind of have an overview of my life, and really, and I've loved working with you and Kathy and talking about the whole project. It's, you guys have so much integrity, and I just really appreciate what you're doing to help in the world.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And Elaine, one more thing. I know that there will be some people who want to reach out to you. Can you please give them a way to reach you? I think maybe your website would be good.
Yeah, website is probably the best, and it's got all my information there. So just www.elainebell, in lowercase, Elaine Bell, with an E at the end of Bell, .com, elainebell.com. Or they
Perfect.
Can Google Alexander Technique and find me.
Alexander Technique and Elaine Bell. Perfect. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you,
yes.
Elaine. And listeners, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for giving yourself this gift, taking part in this summit. There's a lot more interviews to come. I hope that you will continue to listen to them. Look at the topics. Choose those ones that interest you. I hope you listen to them all, because they are all very different, sharing different parts of ourselves. And all of them help you to be more aligned with your own heart and soul. And be sure to buy the book, Heart and Soul, on November 14th. You go to our website, heartandsoulbook.com. We'll direct you to Amazon to buy the book, and then you come back with your Amazon receipt number, and you will be able to sign up to receive a whole bunch of amazing gifts from our authors and partners. And I know you will love not only the book, but also all of those gifts. So that's November 14th is our launch day. In the meantime, continue to listen to the summit. Read that free ebook that we sent to you, Tips for Living from the Heart Every Day. And have a beautiful day, everybody. Remember to stand up straight, breathe in, and listen to those unconscious messages that your body and your posture is sharing with you. Have a beautiful day, everybody.
Living from our heart.